Ciann Comhairle, Verona Murphy suspended the Dáil yet again yesterday as chaotic scenes and shouting erupted in the chamber.
A disgrace, an absolute disgrace. You're making a holy show of yourselves for the world to see. You're making a it's very clear you have no respect for the chair. Are seemingly incapable of accepting.
Verona Murphy, the Ciann Comhairle in the Dáil yesterday. Sean Canny is Minister of State at the Department of Transport, a TD for Galway East, and a member of the Regional Independent Group. Minister, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you very much.
Is Michael Lowry worth it?
First of all, I would say that this is not about Michael Lowry. This is about democracy. I've been elected as an independent in Galway East since 2016 to represent the people of Galway East. I had an opportunity to go into negotiations for the programme for government, and that's what I did. I didn't pander about it. I spoke to Micheál Martin, I spoke to Simon Harris, and along with other like-minded TDs, we formed a group who would be able to assist in the formation of a government. We did that on the basis that the people of Ireland had spoken in the election. They had cast their votes and we had people elected. And from that, a government had performed.
Okay.
And can I say, just before I finish, Labour, Social Democrats, Independent Ireland all said they wanted to go into government, but they didn't have the will to go into government. They delayed the formation of government by 3 to 4 weeks. We were sitting waiting to go in and talk to government, or to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
And you are in government now, and
I am.
You are a junior minister, and we will have Ivana Bacsik on the programme in a short while. But you might say this isn't about Michael Lowry, but the opposition, the combined opposition, is saying the crux of this is Michael Lowry. They've called the deal a grubby deal. They've called it stroke politics. And then yesterday, they say Michael Lowry gave two fingers to the Dáil and to the opposition.
If I would be quite honest with you, the combined opposition yesterday gave the two fingers to democracy. That's what happened yesterday.
Did Michael Lowry make a holy show of himself yesterday?
Excuse me, Michael Lowry can defend himself. What I will say to you is this, is that the combined opposition gave the two fingers to democracy yesterday. At no point, they asked questions, and at no point when the Taoiseach Micheál Martin tried to respond to them, did they give him a chance? They shouted him down. They shouted down the Ciann Comhairle. They took videos of people in the Dáil yesterday. I don't know what they expected to get out of all of that, other than they didn't want to hear what the opposition had to say. I was born in rural Ireland. I was raised to show respect and to listen to people's views. And that's what I do. And basically, the people there yesterday in the Dáil had no respect for anybody else other than their own views. They have had ample time to come to an arrangement, but they refused to do that.
You've said that Michael Lowry can speak for himself, but should he apologise for his behaviour in Dáil?
And again,
yesterday?
I would say that Michael Lowry, I didn't see what happened.
Did you see the photographs? They're on the front. I can show you the photograph in the paper this morning.
They're on the front of all the papers.
He was gesturing to the other side. The opposition and others say he was giving two fingers. And what do you think?
Basically, what I would say is that that is a caption in a moment.
That's a photograph.
If you were in the Dáil chamber yesterday and people had phones in your face videoing you against all the rules of the house. I don't know what happened and I won't comment on that. And that's, this is not about two fingers. This is about the fact that we have people elected to the Dáil. We have a majority in the Dáil, and what we need to do is get on with the
surely
business.
Surely this is about 3 months now since this Dáil convened, the 34th Dáil, and no business has been done.
Absolutely. By the way...
And is that as much the government's fault?
I was doing business yesterday. Following on from that situation in the Dáil, I was in the Shannon progressing a bill on an a maritime accident investigation unit. That's what I was doing. I was doing the business of the people in the Dáil yesterday and in the Shannon. I have had that bill in the Dáil. I've had it in the Shannon. I had it at committee yesterday, and it hopefully it'll go to report stage. That's what I'm doing.
And we don't even have committees yet who can scrutinise legislation.
Absolutely.
In any event, Minister Canny, let's move on to Verona Murphy, the Ceann Comhairle, because the focus seems to be now firmly turning to her. If she has lost the confidence of the opposition, and it appears at the moment that she has, and we don't know as yet if they intend to follow through and put down a vote of no confidence in her, but if she has lost the confidence of the opposition, can she continue as Ceann Comhairle?
First of all, the opinion of the opposition is speculation. Let them decide what they're doing. From what I saw...
The opinion of the opposition is not speculation. We have heard various members of the opposition already question continuing confidence in Verona Murphy and also suggesting that she was hand in glove with the government yesterday in pushing through that vote. Now, we've tried to contact Verona Murphy's office. We haven't had a response from her. Our political correspondent, you'll have heard him earlier saying, he has tried to get an answer from Verona Murphy's office and he hasn't had a response from her. So it's not a matter of speculation at this stage. It's a matter of fact what is happening.
Can she continue as
Ceann Comhairle if she loses the confidence of the opposition?
It's like this. I don't know what the opposition want, because yesterday they shouted, they roared, they gave us no coherent sentence about anything.
So you do know what they want. You know that they don't want government TVs.
No, exactly. Sorry, you've said it right, Mary.
With another leg in the opposition.
We know what they don't want, but we don't know what they want. They have been elected, like I've been elected, to serve the people. And they are in the Dáil having a charade going on. And I'm disappointed with some of the people involved in this. Independent Ireland, from rural Ireland, and all the issues we have. And they're concentrating on this rather than concentrating
on housing. I asked you, which was, if Verona Murphy has lost the confidence of the opposition, the confidence of the House, can she continue on as Ceann Comhairle?
What I would say to you about the Ceann Comhairle, yesterday she was put in a position where she was intimidated, where she was bullied and all of that. And if that's the way opposition are going to carry on, and if democracy is thrown out the window,
where are we? Is that fair?
Is it fair?
I know it has been suggested by others that she was intimidated and bullied. We have asked her for a statement. We haven't received one. The opposition would say, and indeed Ivana Bacic can speak for Labour later, but the opposition would say that in the face of the speaking rights vote being pushed through by Verona Murphy, that they had no choice.
The voting rights and the proposal yesterday was a motion that came from the Dáil Reform Committee. It wasn't from the Ceann Comhairle. Let's get the basics right. First of all, this is democracy working. If people cannot accept the majority rule when a compromise cannot be reached, we have to have a functioning Dáil.
It's democracy not working at the moment, isn't it?
Sorry, no. Democracy is working, but people are trying to stop it from working. Excuse me. And what I would say as well is that you talk about the committees. The committees will be formed after yesterday. We will get on to scrutiny of legislation. Mm-hmm. All of that will happen because of the fact that we have got over this issue of speaking rights. And at the end of the day, Joe Public need to know that this is about 8 minutes in the week.
All right.
And for God's sake, we've been elected 174 TDs with a good salary. And I think what we need to do is get on with the job we've been elected to
do. Minister Sean Canny, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.